Proclamation number 8170 of 6th of May, 1962. Conveyance of the truth from God is necessary. What I tell you is necessary to know. I only want to give you truthful enlightenment so that you will still evaluate the last short time on earth correctly, so that you will live responsibly. For this reason I impart knowledge to you humans through people whose spirit is awakened and who are therefore able to hear me myself. For they shall be instructed by the eternal truth itself in order to be able to believe. And yet I must also offer this knowledge to you humans such that you are not forced to accept it, because I do not force your faith. You should be completely free to decide to accept this knowledge but also be able to reject it if you are not willing to accept a last great gift of grace from my hand. And therefore I convey the truth purely to earth again. For the maturing of your souls and your future beatitude depends on this truth. If you receive the right kind of enlightenment about your God and Creator, you will also feel drawn to this being because he is love, wisdom and power in himself. And I only want you humans to turn to me. I only want you to seek contact with me as your God and Creator in order to be able to look after you as a father until the end of your life, until you have reached your goal, the return to me from whom you once voluntarily departed. As long as all correlations cannot be explained to you from the beginning of your existence, as long as you know nothing about your past apostasy from me, you will walk along in spiritual darkness and your earthly life will only be an idle one. It will only be an earthly oriented life without any success for your soul. But you should be instructed in complete truth that you yourselves have to fulfill a task on earth and what this task consists of. But you can only receive the pure truth from the eternal truth itself. Only I myself can convey the pure truth to you. And this possibility exists when a person prepares himself such that he becomes a right vessel for me into which I can let my spirit flow. Then a direct connection is created from my kingdom of light into the kingdom of darkness. Then I myself can speak to a person who can pass on my spiritual knowledge to his fellow human beings again. And then you can truly be certain that you receive pure truth, and you can conduct your way of life in accordance with this knowledge which is now conveyed to you. You will become aware of the great responsibility of your earthly life, for you now recognize the meaning and purpose of your earthly life, you recognize your relationship to your God and Creator, and you now voluntarily enter into the right relationship with me. The relationship of a child to its father. Your nature will change into love because the eternal love itself addresses you. You'll recognize that I love you and you'll now also return my love. I seek to achieve nothing other than to bring you closer to the being from whom you came forth yourselves, who created you out of his strength of love. I only seek to achieve that you restore the bond with me which you once voluntarily severed. But for this you have to be instructed in truth, because truth alone is the light which enlightens you inwardly and shows you the path to me. And you have to take this path fully consciously, and you will also take it as soon as you learn to recognize me myself through the truth and then also strive towards me, because love ignites in you. As soon as you yourselves give me the opportunity to illuminate you through your will. And I will always speak to people like a father because I love you and this love will never end. Truthful knowledge will always be conveyed to you from me which you will also willingly accept if only you are of good will. And these shall experience my great love which applies to all my living creations and which will not let any go astray. So that they will reciprocate my love and thereby also attain life which lasts forever. Amen.